cross between a donkey and a horse.
Mule?
Mm-hmm. And you happen to know the term for a male donkey?
A male donkey, let's see.
That's been a tough one for everyone.
Yeah, I don't think I would.
How about a female donkey?
I don't know that I would.
No. You ever heard of a Jenny?
No.
Okay. Mexican donkey is called a...
I don't know.
Would you call it a burro?
A what?
A burro? A burro?
A burro, yes, of course. He grew up with burro.
What'd you use burros for?
Well, we had them on the ranch, and when I moved out here, I brought one over here and put in the corral, a darling little animal that had been on the ranch for years.
Are they different from American donkeys?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Now, on a cattle drive, there are some spare horses, a string of spare horses. What are those called?
I don't know. I should know that, though.
Did you used to call it a remuda?
Yeah, I wouldn't, but others would. And I would know what they meant.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think most people get that word out of cowboy movies.
Yeah.
Cattle that wasn't doing too well was thin, sickly cattle. What would you call it?
I don't know.
You didn't have a special name for cattle that wasn't doing very well? Okay. An animal that, well, what did the ranchers and farmers do to animals they didn't want to breed anymore? To the male animals, they would do what?
I don't know.
Would you say castrate?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, any animal can. Dogs and all.
Even dogs? How about a castrated bull is called what?
I don't know if it's a special name for it or not.
Would you call it a steer?
A steer?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why. That's
would steer
right.
Work for uh-huh. That? Okay. How about a castrated pig?
I don't know.
You ever heard of a barrow pig?
A what?
Barrow.
No.
It's the same as like wheelbarrow. It's the same mm-hmm. word, barrow pig.
No, I've never heard of that.
How about a sheep? How about a weather sheep? W-E-T-H-E-R, weather. Never
no,
heard of that?
No.
How about, what about a horse? A castrated horse would be a...
Well, it'd be a...
People have all kinds of funny names for this, too.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I don't know. What is it?
Well, properly, I've heard it called a gelding. Would you call
gelding,
it a gelding?
Yes, I've heard it called that, but I don't think I would use that.
Some people just call them a horse.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember from your farming years or when you were on the ranch, did you have any calls to cattle? Like, how would you call your cattle?
How would I call them or call them?
Yeah, if you wanted them to come mm-hmm. come and eat something.
Well, they had horns you could blow. That's the only thing I can think of.
Oh, you blew horns.
Huh?
You blew horns. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've never heard that. Okay. Now, to get a horse to go faster, you'd say...
Giddy up.
Mm-hmm. And a dog of mixed breed, what would you call it?
A half... I don't know.
Well, that dog that's out in the, you know, is there a special name for that kind of a dog that has...
Mixed breed is what I'd call
just
them.
A mixed breed, okay. And an orphan calf?
An orphan cat?
Calf. Calf.
Calf.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Like a calf out on the range
mm-hmm.
that had lost its mother. Is there
yeah,
a special name
uh-huh.
for that?
I don't know that I'd ever...
Do you call them dogies?
What?
Dogie?
No, I never would call them that.
Okay. Here's kind of a funny one, and this is the last one, I think. Animal excrement. A cow leaves behind what in a pasture?
Manure.
Mm-hmm. How about a buffalo?
I don't know.
Do you have a special name for what horses leave behind?
No, I don't think so. I call it all manure.
Manure. Okay, well, that's half the surveys.
When you're so brave to put up with me.
Oh,